Governor Scott's $1.6 million veto represented a $2,000 raise for each of the state's 606 four-to-four service firefighters. Few were more upset than State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
I'm profoundly disappointed. Our forest firefighters put their lives on the line. They're demonstrably underpaid relative to peers. And I'm even more disappointed that it was not applied consistently. The helpful people who take your driver's license photo were allowed to receive a pay raise, and our forest firefighters who put their lives on the line were not.
In Scott's veto letter, he stated this is an issue that should be addressed at a statewide level for all employees, and he said as much following a recent cabinet meeting.
As you know, I proposed in my budget, I think it's the last 2 years or maybe the last 3 years, I'm not sure, bonus plans for state workers, which is, I think, what we ought to be doing. There was not in the budget, the legislature did not put in the budget pay increases for our state workers other than that one and highway safety. In highway safety's case, they're seeing a shortage of applicants, and so that was the rationale.
Scott says the Highway Patrol, which received a $5,000 raise in some counties, explained their need for the pay raises, unlike the Florida Forest Service. But Putnam disagrees with that assertion.
That contrast does not exist. All of that data is available, was available to the legislators who made the decision to fund it, was available to OPB. The data is available and has been provided to everybody who needed it.
And House Budget Chair Richard Corcoran said as much during the special session.
Whether it was the firefighters or the Highway Patrol, there's a significant turnover rate. They're not keeping pace with the rest of the raises that are salaries and competitive environment, and they're losing employees. And so those were basically the principal reasons for those areas.
That's why Jim Tolley, Florida Professional Firefighters President, says he disagrees with Scott that the Florida Forest Service didn't demonstrate their need. He says especially comparing Florida's salary for forestry firefighters to that of Alabama and Georgia, the agency was trying to make the salaries more comparable to provide a good incentive.
I can't speak to the particulars, but I know that that is not true. We have they have shown that there is a reduction in the number of firefighters that they have. The amount of training that they go through is very similar to the Highway Patrol. It's time-consuming, and most of those employees will look to move to other employment once they become certified.
So Tolley says Governor Scott's veto was, quote, inappropriate, given that forestry firefighters are in a very active wildfire season. According to the Florida Department of Agriculture, they've been fighting 122 wildfires so far in June, twice as much as last year's numbers.
We were surprised, to say the least. Governor Scott signed more than $400 million in tax cuts, which clearly benefit taxpayers in Florida. However, he vetoed key health care funding for vulnerable families, and he vetoed a salary adjustment for the frontline members of the Florida State Fire Service. These brave men and women put their lives on the line every day to protect our forest and Florida's residents, but will not see a pay increase, an increase agreed to by both the House and the Senate.
Still, Tolley says his union hasn't given up and will continue to fight for pay raises for these firefighters. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.